activities at the national, state, and also local levels, which is consistent with the charitable purpose of the Student Success Programs Corporation. Thank you.
Mary, have you any additional comments?
This has been not only an expectation, but an understanding on the part of many boards going back. So this is really memorializing it in policy. And I think that's a really very good idea. I recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you. A second?
Second, Morton.
Any discussion? I will only comment that I am so glad to see that it's finally on paper. So now you have no excuse. No further discussion. I will take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott.
Aye.
David.
Excused.
Tim.
Tim, aye.
Eric.
Aye.
Very good. Motion passes. Consider approval of the confidentiality policy. Lynn, can I have a report for 5.15, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. The policy requires employees to comply with the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act and abide to the confidentiality of student information and records, personal records, and other confidential information. The employees will only access the information when necessary and that it is within the scope of their job functions and duties. Failure to comply may result in disciplinary action. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, any additional comments?
No.
Okay, I only had one question after reading the policy itself. Is there a requirement that a notification actually be made to someone that a request was made? So who polices the query?
It's normally the request for student records. It's normally the student information, the SSC. If there is a request for information, student records.
Okay, I just wanted to know where's the checkpoint to ensure that if the individual who is making the query is not authorized to make that query, who makes the check?
There's a coordinator that handles the student services.
Okay.
And they verify whether it's a student, prior students, parents, or so we go through that process of validation.
Okay, I just wasn't clear in how that policy determined that, but if you have a position that is for that, obviously that's how the thing would work. So I'm okay with that. Just needs a check and balance.
Well, when it comes to staff, the HR department does that part of
it. Okay, and that would be the right place that it would only be able to issue to the query through the HR staff. It's not something that's open to everyone in query.
For staff.
Okay, good, great. Okay, I'm good. I have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Morton.
Have a second.
Second, Barton.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay, moving on. Consider approval of salary apportionment policy. Lynn, do I have a report on item 5.16?
Yes, thank you, sir. Although this is a current practice now, this policy codifies the guidelines, and we are expressing it in written and in details now. It provides guidelines as to how to allocate the employees that provide services to multiple schools. All employees must perform SSP duties as they are assigned. And in addition, unassigned employees must also perform duties necessary for the support of the Alto schools, which is consistent with the charitable purpose of the SSP Corporation. It is expressed in the policy that in making determination, the FTE allocation may be considered based on CBED's enrollment, unduplicated pupil count, special education pupil count during CBED's, number of charter schools, and or the number of employees. Thank you.
Okay, great. Mary, is there any additional?
No, this is very precise. I recommend approval.
Yeah, and I appreciate the detail in which you put this together. I do. I think it'll clear everything up. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.16?
So moved, Barton.
A second, please.
Second, Morton.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move forward with a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. Item 5.17, consider approval of board meeting time policy. Lynn, can I have a quick report on this item?
Yes, thank you, sir. The policy expressed the regular meetings are calendared and established by the board for each fiscal year and ensure compliance on the mandated required posting under the Brown Act. It also expressed that the board commits that at least one regular meeting per fiscal year will be held after 4:30 p.m.
Okay. Mary, any additional comments?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.17?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Schweinfurter, second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Well, hearing none, we'll move on to roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. President's report, item 5.18. Mary, if you would.
The first one, item 5.18.1, is self-explanatory. There is such a thing as a president's recognition, a president's award for exceptional service. There isn't a time when it's given. It's just whenever it's called for. And as you can see, Laura received it this last, the beginning of June, I think it was June 3rd. And so I thought her letter was lovely. We have many such letters, of course, and I don't want to overwhelm the board, but this one in particular, I just thought I'd share. Secondly, our graduation ceremony was extraordinary, lovely. It was in a new venue. And we made that change for several reasons. It's in Liberty Station and it worked very well. People have it down. They know exactly what they're doing. Very successful. Thank you to the board members. We had Scott Barton attend and Tim Morton. Thank you so much for sharing that day with us. That means a lot to the staff, the students, and the parents. Thirdly, we have just a short report. As you know, I sign and confirm the relationships that we have with community, whether it's in the form of a memo of understanding or a collaborative relationship. And they don't all come to the board, but we did want to share that at least at the annual meeting. So Debbie, if you could just walk through quickly with a sample of some of the people that we collaborate with in the community.
Sure, I'd love to, thank you. We know that the students sometimes need things outside of the academic arena. So we have broken our partnerships and our collaboratives into three categories. We have academic, which obviously is the instructional supports, college and career, test fees, things like that. We have physical needs, food, shelter, technology, and then we have the social emotional, mental health, substance abuse, parenting support, things like that. So on pages, it is page 35 to 38, there are a list of the various partnerships, and they spread all over the county of San Diego. So no matter where the student is, we try to purposely do that. So wherever the student is located, they have access to these different kinds of resources. Just some of the larger ones that we've had for a long time, Social Advocates for Youth, or SAY San Diego, San Diego Youth Services, and oftentimes they're duplications of each other. They offer the same services just in different locations. So they have teen pregnancy and prevention. They have wellness centers, mental health services, A growing concern, obviously, is the fentanyl problem we have in San Diego. There is fentanyl awareness. That is one. Alcohol, tobacco, and other drug prevention programs. Homeless housing and support, suicide prevention, bullying, the LGBTQ plus services. There's drop-in centers for students. So it's just a variety of any kind of service that a family or a student might need. We have referrals that we can send them to.
Thank you so much, Debbie. We appreciate all the work that you do in that regard, and especially the work that you do in our collaboration with the community colleges. And at one of our future meetings, you can take us through more of that detail. The next item, 5.18.4, that fellows program update really goes with the operations report, which we've moved forward to another meeting due to the length, and also the teacher is unavailable. So I'd like to just trail that. That is the end of the president's report.
Great.
I can just say that I did attend the fellows program and it was very well done and received, and great work by the folks that participated.
And we so appreciate board support with that. Makes it very important. So thank you.
And thank you to Tim and Scott for attending the graduation. I'm sorry I could not attend. I was scheduled to attend a family wedding, which I didn't get to go to because the airplane got canceled. I sat in the airport all day long and never left.
Oh, how awful. So sorry.
We never got there anyway. I would probably gotten easier to go to San Diego, but it didn't happen. So thank you very much. And again, congratulations to all those who graduated. But more importantly, again, I want to say congratulations to all of the people that are on this call and everyone else for making that graduation possible. That's really the big deal. I am always so overjoyed when I attend the graduation to see the number of individuals, but more importantly, the parents and families who are just overwhelmed by what you have provided for their children for life. So thank you.
We're on 6.0 consent agenda.
Yeah. Mary, is there anything else on 5.18.5.12?
No, that's the end of the report.
Great. Item 5.19, strategic plan update. Strategic plan update for Odeo Charter School, 5.91. Tim, is there anything else, anything you'd like to report on these two items?
The reports are there for the last several months. The latest one was April 29th, 2022. Odeo has about a 93.4% participation rate on enrollment. Charter School San Diego, 89.6% participation on enrollment. This is an increase of 2.9% for both schools over last year. Thank you.
That's incredible, really. Very good. Okay. Moving on to item 6.0, all matters listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion on these items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all the consent agenda items. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items 6.11 to 6.1.8.2?
So moved, Morton.
Thank you. Tim, do I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Is there any further discussion? Very well. We'll do a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very good. My motion passes. Moving on to item 7.0, action items for the Odeo Charter School and Charter School of San Diego. Odeo Charter School, consider approval of dashboard alternative school system, or DAS, charter school renewal criteria for the San Diego Unified School District. Tim, can I have a report on 7.1.1.1?
Yes, so we worked with the San Diego Unified Charter Office a few years back in terms of putting together renewal criteria for the schools. It was used last year in Adeo's renewal. There's 16 points that they look at in terms of evaluating us as a dashboard alternative school status program. The law requires us to work out what those renewal criteria items will be. So they are in your board packet, page 459 to 463. The update to this from last time was number 16, where we have some post-secondary options where we're looking at how kids are doing in college after they graduate with us. There's data now available for that item. So small update to something we've been working on for a few years now with the charter office for both Adeo and the Charter School of San Diego.
That's great. At some point in time, I'd like to see what the results are for your college numbers.
Yeah, we are working with the County Office of Education. Their data department has access to that. And so they pulled some preliminary data for us a month ago. And so we'll be able to monitor that moving forward.
Super. I think that's another one of those metrics that can be utilized to bolster your standing, given the number of individuals within our student population that are at risk and their ability to be able to succeed when the normal school system thought they were incapable of performing or achieving specific goals to get them to that point. So that's wonderful. I'm glad that's being done. Because that too is another big deal, especially in the socioeconomic discussion that's occurring right now. If in fact we can show that a program such as this afford the opportunity for individuals to complete a college course because of our efforts, it too lends credence, Mary, to the conversation about employing or deploying your model to other locations.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. We agree.
Okay. Anything else, Mary?
No, I recommend approval.
Outstanding. Do I have a motion to approve item 7.1.1.1?
So moved, Morton.
Thank you, Tim. Any second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Any further discussion? Very well. Conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
And now for the Charter School of San Diego 7.1.2, the DAS for them. Tim?
Yeah, this is a different document, but same contents. Just this is specific for the Charter School of San Diego, but the update is again with number 16, the post-secondary data included as an evaluation component.
Recommend approval.
Thank you, Mary. Do I have a motion to approve item 7.1.2.1?
So moved, Barton.
Second, Morton.
Thank you. Any further discussion? We'll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Action item for Adeo Charter School, consider approval of the Universal Pre-Kindergarten Planning and Implementation Grant Program Planning Template. Tim presented during the public hearing of the Universal Pre-Kindergarten Planning and Implementation Grant Program Planning Template. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No additional information, just that's what was presented in the public hearing. So I think it's self-explanatory in the template itself, but we've got a good plan in place. It's compliant.
Very good. Mary, is there?
We recommend approval.
Outstanding. Do I have a motion to approve item 7.2.1?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you, Scott. Do I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you, Tim. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we will move to a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. 7.2.2, consider approval of public, consider approval of the 2022-2023 local control and accountability plan and budget overview for parents and parent presentation of dashboard local indicators. Tim, is there anything more that you would like to add to this particular item?
The documents in your board packet, it's a very well done by the staff and all educational partners. So we appreciate your consideration for approval.
Very well, Mary, anything else?
Well, recommend approval.
Okay, anything, do I have a motion for approval of 7.2.2?
So moved, Barton.
And a second?
Second, Morton.
Any further discussion or comments? I will just say, just real quick, I am incredibly impressed by the amount of detail that's presented in those documents. It shows an incredible amount of work on the part of you all to make sure that we're in compliance. Hearing no further discussion, and I will take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David? Excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Moving on to item 7.2.3, view and discuss the May revised operational budget assumptions for FY 2021-22 and consider approval of the May revised operational budget for FY 21-22. And can I have a report for 7.2.3?
Thank you, sir. I want to preface that the budget assumptions included in the operational budget, it indicates the basis of the development of the budget. It is very comprehensive and it provides information as to how non-classroom based charter school or independent study programs such as Alta schools is funded and how average daily attendance or ADA is earned. The funding rates per grade level, the revenue projection table, description of the special funding or one-time special funding, the number of full-time equivalent positions, the fixed charges such as your retirement contributions, Medicare, Social Security, as well as rates for health and welfare benefits are all indicated and expressed in the budget assumptions. There's also an allocation for oversight fees paid to the charter authorizing agency, the reserves, the facility lease costs, and the facility contractual obligations. Per the reserve policy adopted by the Board of Directors of the SSB, the school shall designate a contingency strategic reserve fund. This reserve is maintained at the 15% to 25% of the current year's fund balance. One of the components of this reserve fund is the contractual obligation for facility leases. So please note that all facilities' contractual obligations are earmarked in the contingent strategic reserve. For ODEO, on the May revised, it is based on P2 ADA actual generated at 412.70. And the enrollment as of that P2 ADA reporting is 389. The total revenue is 7.416 million. Revenue is comprised of 73% for LCFF and other state revenues, 14% for federal revenues, and 13% for other financing resources and for local revenue. The budget assumptions list all the revenues, including in the one-time special funding, in the total amount of 1.789 million for ODEO Charter School, which includes the PPP loan forgiveness of 906,000. The budget for ODEO May revise allocates 30 FTE positions, and the payroll expenditures represent 61% of your total revenues. The school also allocated budget for 27,000 for research and development to support works directed toward innovation, introduction, and improvement necessary for the support of the school consistent with the school's mission and purpose. Marketing expenses is budgeted at 1.02%, and that is about $75,534. There's a 3% oversight fees for to be paid to San Diego Unified for $131,549. And this may revise for ODEA reserves is at 8%. Of the total revenue, which is $593,303. So thank you, sir.
Okay. anything else, Mary, you'd like to add?
No, we recommend approval.
Well, okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Any further discussion? I don't know how you can follow up on anything like that. It's such great detail and so precise. No further discussion. I will conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Thank you. Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Review and discuss the preliminary operational budget assumptions for FY 2022-23. Consider approval of the preliminary operational budget for FY 2022-23. Lynn, may I have a report on 7.2.4?
Yes, thank you, sir. The ADEO 22-23 budget is based upon P280A of 425 with a projected enrollment of 447. Total estimated revenue is 7.201 million. The revenue comprised about 91.11% of LCFF and other state revenues, 8.38% for federal revenues, and 0.51% for local revenue. There is also a one-time special funding for the next fiscal year. It's about 1.068 million. The allocation for the 22-23 is 37 FTE positions. Expenditures represent about 67% of the total revenues. The books and supplies, we budgeted at 3% of the revenues. Rentals and leases and repairs are also included. And the services and operating expenses at 18% of the revenue. There's also an allocation of 0.28% of the revenue for research and development of $20,400.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? That's it, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mary, you have anything more?
No, recommend approval.
Outstanding. Again, thank you very much for the detail. Do I have a motion to approve 7.2.4?
So moved, Barton.
Do I have a second, please?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Very well. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Tim had to leave, I believe, at 5:15. He had another meeting.
Aye.
I don't know. If Tim, are you here?
I'm here now. Aye.
Okay. Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. 5.2.5, consider approval of 2022-23 Educational Protection Account, EPA Resolution and Expenditure Plan. Lynn, quick.
Okay, thank you, sir. The recitation of the resolution are expressed that in the for the APA, that LEA or the school has the sole discretion and authority to determine how the fund will be spent. It can be used for salaries and benefits, except for the administrator salaries. You're not able to use it to pay administrator salaries and benefits. And this fund is also subject to audit. Total EPA fund is $84,000, and that it will only be spent for teachers' salaries and benefits only. Thank you.
Okay. Mary, is there anything else?
No, recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Very well. Do I have a second, please?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is absent, excused. Tim?
Aye.
Thank you. And Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Action for the item. Motion passes. Actions for the item of the Charter School of San Diego. Consider approval of the 2022-23 Local Control and Accountability Plan and Budget Overview. Parents' presentation of dashboard Tim presented during the public hearing of the 2022-23 Local Control Accountability Plan, the budget overview and parents and presentation of dashboard local indicators. Tim, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, we just appreciate the work of the staff putting this all together and educational partners input, and we recommend approval.
Okay. Mary, is there a recommendation?
Ditto and recommend approval.
Do I have a motion for the approval of items 7.3.1?
So moved, Schweinfurter.
Okay, do I have a second, please?
Second, Barton.
And do I have any further discussion? Very good, hearing none, I will move on to the roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David Crean is excused. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, before we move on to 7.3.2, I have a raised hand here, and I don't know who that is.
That's Tim.
The raised hand is Tim?
Yes, Tim Morton. He may not know his hand.
Oh, okay. So he's on a phone? He just moved to
the
phone.
You can take it down.
He'll take it.
7.3.2, review and discuss the May revised operational budget assumptions. Consider approval of the May revised operational budget for 2021-22. Lynn, a report, please.
Thank you, sir. Charter School of San Diego May revised operational budget is based upon an actual P2-ADA generated by the school at 1,626, and the actual enrollment as of that period reporting is 1,735. The total revenue is $27.179 million. And the revenue is comprised of 78% from the state revenues, 11% for federal revenues, and 11% for other financing resources and local revenue. The budget assumptions also list all the revenues for one-time special funding for the year in the total amount of $5.491 million. Which includes the PPP loan forgiveness. The budget allocates 120 FTE positions. The payroll expenditures represents 59% of the total revenues. There's also an allocation for research and development, marketing expense at 1% of the budget and 1% oversight fees, reserves of 12.13% for total revenues, in the amount of $3,002.95, which, by the way, that integrates signifies the Charter School of San Diego did very well for the fiscal this current fiscal year. Thank you.
I'd say so. Do I have a motion, Mary? Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing. Recommend approval.
Very well. Do I have a motion to approve item 7.3.2?
So moved, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Do I have a second, please?
Second, Barton.
Very well. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Thank you, Eric.
Aye.
Motion passes. Review and discuss, moving on to 7.3.3. We're going to discuss the preliminary operational budget assumptions for FY 2022-23 and consider approval of preliminary operational budget FY 2022-23. Lynn, do I have a report on 7.3.3?
Yes, thank you, sir. The preliminary operational budget for the Charter School of San Diego is estimated at the P2-ADA of 1,569 with a projected enrollment of 1,669. The estimated revenue is $26.331 million. Which comprise of 91% is coming from state revenues, 8% for federal revenues, and 1% for local revenues. The revenue includes budget for one-time special funding for the 22-23 fiscal year at an amount of $4.385 million. on this budget, CSSD allocated 120 full-time equivalent positions. The payroll expenditures represent 68% of the total revenue. There is also an allocation for books and supplies, which is 3% of the revenues, amounting to $649,661. Rentals, leases, and repairs is at 8%, which is about $2.081 million. The other services and operating expenses are about 13% of the revenue. The school also allocated 0.28% for research and development. And marketing expense is budgeted at 1% of the revenues. Oversight fees to pay the authorizer, San Diego Unified, is budgeted for 1% at $188,827. Reserves of 3% is also allocated. And the facility annual cost for 22-23 is $1.455 million. There's a contractual obligation up to year 2026 for facilities at $3.128 million, which CSSD has reserved this amount. Thank you.
Very good. And did you say 3%?
For the reserve, yes.
Reserve, okay.
Operational reserve, which is about $789,934.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion? Mary, anything else?
No, none.
Do I have a motion for the approval of item 3.3?
So moved, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Do I have a second, please?
Second, Barton.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Item passes. Item 3.4, consider approval of the 2022-23 Educational Protection Account, resolution of expenditure plan. Lynn, we have a report on item 7.3.4.
Thank you, sir. The Educational Protection Account for the Charter School of San Diego is at $313,808. This will also be spent on teacher salaries and benefits only. Thank you.
Okay, and this is exactly the same as the previous one, correct? The processes and procedures are identical to either any school, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 7.3.4?
So moved, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Do I have a second?
Second, Barton.
Thank you, Scott. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David is excused. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. Motion passes. Moving on. Item 8.0, board announcement and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. Are there additional information of nature that do not require actions?
I have two comments. One is when I started on the board, I was impressed with the policies and procedures and on paper. And after scanning these 800 pages, I'm even more impressed, Mary and the team, with not only with the comprehensive write-ups of all these policies and procedures, but that they're updated and current. And so again, I'm impressed with that. And the second thing is thank you for the opportunity to attend graduation. I really enjoyed it, and it was well orchestrated, and it was great to see all of those kids and their families. Just so proud of all of them. So it was a real special day, and thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. And again, thank you for those of you who could attend the graduation. I appreciate it. And I commend you all for another outstanding year. And I look forward to continuing to serve. It's Scott, you've just begun to see the detail that I have labored through for years, and I'm so impressed. It just keeps me going. There's so much that gets done here. It's with such incredible detail that, you know, I just revert back to my days in the Pentagon, and it's like the more detail you have, the greater opportunity you have to make strong, supportive, and successful decisions. Mm-hmm. The more comprehensive the staff is to help you fulfill the expectations and courses of actions required to make things happen, the easier it is for you to make the right decision so that the outcome is successful. And I'm just totally impressed with this team and all you do to try to make absolutely certain that all the detail is there. Nobody skips over the hard parts because it's too hard. And everybody's willing to take it head on. So again, congratulations and well done. And if there's nothing more, we'll move to the final.
I'd just like to thank Paul for all of his work in helping to prepare these documents. Very grateful. Thank you, everyone, and enjoy your summer.
Thanks, right. Mary. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. Good God, where'd the year go? Okay, I will move on to item 9.0, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Bart.
Do I have a second?
Enthusiastically.
Do I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Second, Mark. Thank you, Bert.
Do I have any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a roll call vote. Aye. Bill?
Aye.
David is aye. Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
There you go, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have Thank a good, good rest of your summer.
Have a good summer. Bye.
Thank you.